Hello and welcome to episode 5 of BuzzHub's Movie Taco Podcast. On this edition, we go vroom vroom and review Fast and Furious 6.
If you spoil anything for me in this, I will literally rip your head off.
Okay. Is this just for Star Trek or for Fast and Furious as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't care about Fast
and Furious. Brains and then drink. Then pour your blood into your head and drink it out.
Okay,
and
fine.
Then fix your head and put
fine,
a red straw
fine,
and maybe a
okay, fine. We say, we go where no movie taco episode has gone before. I know it's so boring. And talk about Star Trek Into Darkness. And we catch up with every other...
Is music for good?
No, I don't like it that much. It's not that good. There's a song by the band who sing, I crashed my car into a bridge. I don't care. You know that song?
I don't want to hear it.
You don't know that song?
I don't know.
I got this feeling on a summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into a bridge. I watched that little bird.
I don't care.
Fine. It's a very popular song at the moment. The band who sing that.
Shit.
They have the album for Star Trek shit. Don't buy it. Go buy Iron Man 3 or The Great Gatsby, which is actually better.
Has Iron Man 3 album, don't you?
No. No, he doesn't. I have it on my iPad. I have them all. But The Great Gatsby has this song called No Church in the Wild by Jay-Z, Kanye West, Frank Ocean. Which, yeah, I don't, the movie looks shit, but actually it doesn't, because all the critics I like have said it's good. Everyone else says it's shit. But like, Grace Randolph, Mark Kermode, and Paul Morley all say it's a good movie, and they are the critics I respect the most, so maybe it is good. That is so cool. Kian will be like slobbering all over that when he gets here.
I made my own little clicker root friend. I took a little piece of thing in
and
there.
Then and then you cut yourself back. By accident.
No, I dipped into ink and pen and actually wrote. But then I wrote.
That's not calligraphy. Calligraphy pen has a special shape on the top.
Yeah, mine has a special shape on the top.
Back to the movie taco. And we'll also be flying off to Italy. We'll also be. We'll also be flying. Come on,
it's only like.
It's only going to be like 10 minutes. And we fly off to Italy to talk about Pierce Brosnan's new Danish language film, Love is All You Need, or The Bald Hairdresser, as it's known in Denmark. Please, James. Please let me do this for 5 minutes.
I'm not talking to that.
You are, but you're talking and it's disruptive.
So what?
So what? They can't hear me if
you're
talking.
So you're disruptive.
Just let me do it.
They can't hear you. It's probably you downloading the thing 5 times.
It's not. We get like 10 downloads of... Oh, I have to tell you a story. So, that was my story. Sorry, listeners, you didn't get to hear it. So we're going to begin today's show by talking about Fast and Furious 6. Now, at time of listening, or time of recording, this is not yet out
like
in the
pie?
United States.
How do you like your pie?
This isn't out, in,
nice
the,
pie.
This isn't out in the United States,
like so... Pie? Some pie. Actually, right where going, but actually...
So, Fast and Furious 6 is opening in the US on May the 24th, on Memorial Day weekend, the same weekend as Hangover Part 3 and Epic. Which is set to harm slightly its box office take. But, So, Fast and Furious 6, or Furious 6 as the director intended it to be known. You know, last was Fast 5, this was going to be Furious 6. And at the beginning of the movie, it comes up as Furious 6, which I think is a way cooler title than Fast and Furious 6. Have you actually seen any of the Fast and Furious? No, you haven't. Well, they're good. You'd like them. Especially
would,
the fifth one.
I know.
The fifth one is good. You'd like it. It's really good. It's got The Rock in it, and he's amazing.
I don't care about
this one is even...
Is he your guy, Dwayne Johnson?
Is he your guy, Dwayne Johnson? Yes, he is.
And why is he called The Rock now?
Because he was a wrestler.
No, he wasn't.
He was a wrestler in the 90s, and he was known as The Rock.
Actually.
Now he's an actor, so he's Dwayne Johnson. He used to be, for a while, he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but now he's kind of dropped The Rock, and he's now Dwayne Johnson. He's like one of my favorite actors.
Why do people say
he's
on
great.
The Rock, then?
Because that's a cooler name. He's
I love
the
his
Rock.
Abs.
Oh,
he
just
called that.
So
that's
cool.
What his nickname, like, even like in prior movies he done, didn't some of the directors call him The Rock?
Yeah. But he's in he's a really good actor. I like him. And he's been in 4 things this year. He's been in G.I. Joe Retaliation, Pain and Gain, Snitch, and this new one. Snitch was directed by a guy called Rick Roman Waugh, who is probably related to me in some way. Anyway, Fast and Furious 6 comes. He's in it, Vin Diesel's in it, Paul Walker, and Michelle Rodriguez is back. Apparently she was in the earlier movies. Basically, this is even better than Fast 5. I really liked it. It is so misogynistic, so sexist. There's so many shots of... Pretty much every shot of a woman in the film starts at either their cleavage or their legs and goes up, and it's just really, really offensive. But if you ignore all that, and you ignore the terrible acting and the terrible screenplay and the terrible humor, it's a really good action movie. There's some amazing scenes. There's one with a tank on a freeway. There's one with a plane, and there's a car like comes out the front of the plane after the plane is brought to the ground by cars. They're all in the trailer. If you've seen the trailer, you've seen the film. But it's a bloody good trailer, and it's a very good film. I gave it 4 stars. You can read my full review of it up on buzzhub.tk now. Next up, let's talk about the partially Danish language film Love Is All You Need, starring Pierce Brosnan, known in its native country as The Bald Hairdresser. And it's about a woman, a hairdresser, living in Copenhagen, who is recovering. She's recovering from breast cancer, and she comes home one day to find she's getting prepared to travel to Italy for her daughter's wedding. And then she walks in on her husband sleeping with one of his colleagues, a beautiful young blonde. So then she has to travel to Denmark, not with her husband, but with the father of her daughter's fiancé, who's played by Pierce Brosnan, who's one of Ireland's greatest exports. And then mayhem ensues. It's basically Mamma Mia without the songs, with a bit more class. It's funny in some parts, it's depressing in others. It's pretty bad, but I liked watching it. I gave it 3 stars, and you can read all about it on buzzhub.tk right now. Okay.
Not now. Like,
it's time.
What if they're listening to this while doing the homework? And
what if they're listening to this on the computer?
No, but what if they're not?
Well, what if they're not? Then they can write it down and go back later.
Well, what if they don't have a computer, but they managed to get this up in French?
Well, then they won't look it up, will they?
No.
They don't have to. I've said enough about the film. They don't need to read my review. If they want to, they can.
If they want to. But you said if you want to, look it up.
Yeah, if you want to, look it up.
Yeah, but
if you don't want to, don't look it up.
Like, look it up, bitch, you know?
Okay, you don't have to look it up. Speaking of which, is a great bit in Fast and Furious 6 where Tyrese Gibson's character, I think his name is Roman. Yeah, he's in his private jet. And then it shows the outside of his jet and it's got, it's Roman, bitches. But, written on the side. Anyway, now it's time to beam me up, Jimmy.
I don't feel like it.
Oh, and the transporter. Oh my god, Klingons. Spoiler alert! Yeah. There's Klingons in the movie. That's not a spoiler. They're in the trailer, as far as I know. But anyway. So, I will now give my spoiler-free review of Star Trek, and then I will spoil it all for you, but I will go and sit over there where you can't hear me. Star Trek Into Darkness. This is, of course, J.J. Abrams' second Star Trek movie. He's going off next to make Star Wars Episode 7.
Do not spoil it for...
I don't know what got there. I'm not going to spoil it for you, okay? Just let me talk about it.
You don't want to spoil it for them.
I'm not going to spoil it for them. I warn them first.
That doesn't mean...
It does if I go, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, turn it off right now. They'll go, okay, no. I'll turn it off. I always
What if they don't?
Why wouldn't they?
Because what if they want to hear it?
Well,
don't
then
do it.
Then they can hear it if they
don't
want to. I don't know my business.
Don't do it.
Fine, I won't do it.
Because you should wait until everyone has seen it. Then
they should have all seen it by now. It's been out for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Actually, no, it hasn't. It's only been out for a week, and it's been out for 2 weeks.
People have a life.
Yeah.
You don't expect
Fine.
To just go.
I know.
Oh,
you
know what?
No one listens to this anyway.
True, except for you.
Except for me.
I haven't downloaded a single episode.
You have not downloaded a single episode. Well, no. You should go download my X Factor Buzz podcast because that's very popular right now.
I don't care about the buzz.
Yeah, neither do I. It's shit. Anyway, it's So Star Trek, this is J.J. Abrams' second film. So basically, let's do spoiler-free review for a while. So at the beginning, Kirk, Spock, Uhura, Scotty, all those lovely people from the Enterprise are on a mission on a planet, and then they suddenly accidentally reveal their ship to the natives, and this causes many problems for Kirk and Spock back home because they are responsible for this mistake. This is not spoiler. This is in the trailer. It's in the first 3 minutes of the movie. It's not spoilers.
No one knows.
Everyone's seen the bloody...
Seen the trailer, but they don't know that they were natives.
If you don't want to know one single thing about Star Trek, I would recommend that you do not listen to this. One single thing about Iron Man, I recommend that you... Okay, fine. I won't say any more about the plot. Star Trek Into Darkness is brilliant. It's the best film I've seen all year. It's better than Iron Man. It's better than Fast and Furious. It's better than Oblivion. It's better than G.I. Joe. It's better than all of those movies. It's the best thing I've seen all year.
It's better than Oblivion.
I gave it 5 stars on BuzzUp. 5 stars. It's probably the best thing I've seen since... I'm going to say it's the best thing I've seen since... Yes, Les Miserables, Django Unchained. Actually, I saw Les Miserables before Django Unchained. Best thing I've seen since Django Unchained. And I don't give many movies 5 stars. Last year, I only gave 5 movies 5 stars. Ted, Moonrise Kingdom, The Avengers, Les Miserables, and Django Unchained. And this is 5 stars. It's fantastic. There's so much... There's just... I really enjoy watching it.
All the movies you named there that got 5 stars and only deserves 5 stars, which is Ted.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen Moonrise Kingdom, and you haven't seen Django Unchained, and you probably haven't seen Les Miserables. You wouldn't like Les Miserables, but you would love Django Unchained, and you would not like Moonrise Kingdom. You would love Django Unchained, though. Because it's full
What's Django Unchained?
Django Unchained is Quentin Tarantino, who made Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. It's a western, and there's like these guys going around killing slave traders, and the slave traders kill the black people, and then the black people kill them back. And Leonardo DiCaprio's in it, playing this evil guy who lives in a big mansion.
Well, anything with Leonardo DiCaprio in it is obviously going to go something weird.
Yeah, it's excellent though. It's got Jamie Foxx and Christoph Waltz from Inglourious Basterds in it. Yeah, it's brilliant. But anyway,
nice straight line.
So. Star Trek and Darkness, I loved it. There's some great there's great action scenes, there's great characterization. Looks beautiful. Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic in it as a character who changes identity halfway through, but you'll probably already know that because they spoiled it online. It's just really great fun. So, you know, Star Trek Into Darkness, best film of the year so far. I'd say it's going to be one of the best ones of the year by the end of the year. I mean, Man of Steel might be even better, but we'll have to wait and see. And finally, we claw our way to Iron Man 3. I think everyone here has seen Iron Man 3, so do you want to spoil it? Will we spoil it? Spoiler alert. Yeah, we've already talked about it in the Jimmy and Luke show loads, so maybe just Dean will talk about it, because we've talked about it already. So if you haven't seen Iron Man 3, of course they've seen Iron Man 3. It's made $1.9 billion. Everyone's seen Iron Man 3.
This is
if you haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet, fuck off. If you have,
it's just easier
let's
sometimes.
Talk. James, big spoiler.
Yeah.
Pepper dies at the end.
Oh God, that's such a spoiler.
Yeah. She doesn't actually die. She comes back.
I know.
Have you watched? Yeah. And then
my favorite
the Mandarin.
Part is, you know when he's like the prodigal son, the suit comes in. Spoiler.
Honestly,
you loved it. You want to fuck
yeah.
His
suit. I watched it a second time last week and I liked it, but then I saw Star Trek and now I don't care anymore.
Sure, you wouldn't.
I don't care anymore. I really don't care about Iron Man 3 anymore. Star Trek Into Darkness is just so much better. So.
James.
Because after seeing Star Trek, I actually considered going back and giving Iron Man 3 5 stars just to be nice, but I thought, nah, it's not that good, it doesn't deserve it. Although there is a full like DVD rip up on the cinema, the Iron Man DVD. Yeah, so I don't have anything to say about Iron Man 3. If you do, then go ahead. Okay.
Kian thinks that Thor is like Conan the Barbarian and
he
all them.
See it, yeah. Oh, in Fair City last night, there was a bunch of Thor stuff.
Oh God, no.
No, it was funny.
What happened to your lad?
Orla.
Did they find the tape?
No, he threw it in the biohazard bin in the hospital, so they're never going to find
anymore.
It. But no, there was a bit about Thor. So Dermot and Joe, Dermot and Joe wanted to have sex, but they didn't want their son Ben to find out about it. So then Ben had to go be minded by Orla.
Hey, morning,
and
Baba.
Orla was like, we have some DVDs. And Ben goes, what DVDs? She goes, Thor. And the parents are like, oh, you don't mind money, do you? She goes, oh, well, what's the harm in watching Thor for a few hours? That was funny.
You're short, late, Johnny. You're late, Johnny. You're late for school.
Johnny, you missed my reviews of Fast 6 and Furious 6 and Star Trek Into Darkness.
Really? I don't think that's a bad thing.
It is. Star Trek Into Darkness is the best movie of the year. 5 stars. Fast and Furious 6 is the best movie of the Fast and Furious movie. 4 stars.
That's your opinion.
My opinion is always right. Everyone knows that.
No.
It is.
Les Miserables, like a fucking musical.
Yeah, a fucking musical. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
Actually, it was good.
Musicals.
You saw Johnny.
Musical is the greatest genre in the cinematic world, and if you don't like musicals, then you're a fool. That's all I can say. There's no reason why you shouldn't like musicals, except unless you're a rampant homophobe or an idiot. So you're one or the other. Let's hope it's the second one. Musicals are amazing.
I know.
That's like halfway to my Fozzie Bear impression. Fozzie. Does that sound like Fozzie Bear?
No. Actually, it's been a long time since I heard Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, it sounds like a. And then there's Kermit. It's funny because in Fair City, there's this woman who sounds exactly like Fair City.
Fair City?
And her husband.
You just said in Fair City, there's someone in Fair City who sounds just like Fair City.
No, she sounds just like Miss Piggy. And her husband's name is Dermot, which rhymes with Kermit. It's really weird. It's definitely deliberate. They were like, oh, Joe sounds like Miss Piggy. Let's call her husband Dermot because it rhymes with Kermit. Yeah. I said it twice now.
Ironic irony.
All right, well,
it's a polymorph.
That's all for our episode here.
It contradicts itself.
This is the last proper episode of the Movie Taco for this kind of season. I may do some solo episodes over the summer reviewing Man of Steel, Despicable Me 2, The Wolverine, Lone Ranger, those kind of movies. But for now, this is the end of our ensemble ones. We'll be back in September. We'll be back in September talking about everything we've seen over the summer. Thank you for listening. Make sure to download the Jimmy and Luke Show and the Buzz Room and visit buzzhub.tk over the summer every week for all of my film reviews. There'll be at least one or two every week of all the big releases. It's going to be great. And listen to other podcasts. Make sure to listen to Jimmy and Luke Show and the Buzz Room. Thank you. Goodbye. James, say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Given disguise as a feast, rolling in the Rolls Royce Caniche. Only the doctors got this, I'm hiding from.